It's New Year's Day. Have you started your resolutions yet? Maybe if you're like me, you've got some diet and exercise goals after overindulging this holiday. Well, NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the most popular workout trends for 2018.
The biggest change for this coming year is a movement back to the basics. Physiologist Walt Thompson says fewer people will be plugging in their earbuds and zoning out on fancy new electronic equipment.
Commercial clubs are moving away from the shiny new bells and whistles of yesteryear into more basic kinds of exercise programs.
Think group classes and more simple things like body weight exercises, lunges, push-ups, planks. Thompson's president of the American College of Sports Medicine, which every year surveys thousands of fitness instructors to see what's in and what's out when it comes to workouts. This year, group classes got the biggest boost, jumping to number 2 in fitness trends.
The gyms love it because the equipment is minimal. So it's very advantageous to gyms to have a lot of people in a single class because it helps the bottom line.
And class members like it because it offers what individual exercise often doesn't: connection to others, motivation, and supervision from a pro. Amy Dixon directs group fitness programs at Equinox Fitness Clubs nationwide.
They love the feeling that they get in a group. They love the fact that they can show up and have an instructor that's done their homework, that coaches them through an experience that allows them to get a workout in without them having to think about it.
Take, for example, the new cut jump rope class, which Dixon helped develop.
We're going to go in 3, 2, 1.
The class warms up and starts to jump using 2 different ropes, one regular, one weighted, and alternating every few minutes between cardio drills and martial arts punching and kicking.
Oh, it's exhausting.
After 30 minutes, the class is over, the first for 28-year-old Madison Williams.
You think you're in good shape until you have to, like, keep jumping for 30 minutes straight.
It's high-intensity interval training, and for the second year in a row, it's number 1 on the American College of Sports Medicine's fitness list. And there's a good reason why high-intensity interval training stays on top. It works, says Dr. Robert Salas, a sports medicine physician with Kaiser Permanente Medical Center.
From the heart to the muscle to the metabolic system, all are pushed to the limit, and the body's response to that being pushed is to function more efficiently.
And get into shape fast. Salas points to studies showing just 5 to 10 minutes of high-intensity exercise can deliver the same results as 45 minutes of moderate exercise. And he says it's all relative. If you're older, a bit overweight, not in terrific shape, you can still gain benefit by pushing yourself to your version of high-intensity.
You know, you don't have to go to a super high intensity in the beginning, especially. You know, just a little above what is normally your moderate intensity really can add benefit.
So, for example, if you jog at a moderate pace, push it up and go as fast as you can for a block or two. If high-intensity intervals and group classes are in this year, what's out? Thompson says wearable technology and smartphone exercise apps won't be as popular. Neither will things like Zumba, Pilates, and Cardio Bar. One workout that holds steady year after year, he says, is yoga.
The yoga instructors are continually reinventing themselves so that the program doesn't become boring. It doesn't become, you know, the same exercise program every single time you walk into the gym.
There's hot yoga, power yoga, restorative yoga, and finally, rounding out the top 10, workouts for older adults. As the nation ages, Thompson says this trend will only get more and more popular. Patty Naiman, NPR News.